Witchcraft does emerge from popular culture to some extent, but I think it's more accurate to say that it's not specifically German popular culture, but it's more widely late medieval and early modern European popular culture, because virtually everybody in early modern Europe believed in the possibility of magic, good and bad magic. So there were people who it was believed could do good magic, heal people, find things, protect you against disease and bad weather and witches and so on. But there are also people who it was believed could work harmful magics. So that was a very, very widespread belief, generally speaking. But I think witchcraft, the sort of witchcraft that really emerges during the trials in early modern Germany, that comes from a very interesting mixture actually of popular and elite culture. And I think we need to go back a little bit in time to understand that. We really need to look at the 15th century. The 15th century is really when this big idea of witchcraft as a new and threatening heresy emerged. So it was the idea not just that witches did harm by magic, but also that they worshipped the devil. And that made them much, much scarier and much more threatening. And that really new, this is a very new idea, that emerges in the 15th century. And that really comes about because of a meeting and a mixing of popular beliefs about magic and elite concerns about heresy and attacks on the church. And that really happens in the course of the 15th century. You essentially get Dominican inquisitors being sent up from Italy, sent from Italy by the Pope to try and fight heresy in the Alps, in southern Germany particularly as well. And you get this really interesting kind of meeting between Dominican inquisitors and ordinary people, and their beliefs sort of meet and meld, and you get the popular belief in harmful magic and also a very interesting popular belief in the possibility of magical flight. And the inquisitors just don't really know what to do with these. You know, they can't regard them as Christian and they don't quite know how to categorise them. And so perhaps unsurprisingly, they begin to see them as heretical and they begin to identify night flying witches as a new threat to the church. So it's really back in the 15th century that these very powerful and very dangerous ideas emerge. And it's a very interesting product of this meeting of popular and elite culture, particularly in the Alpine region of Europe.